King Kong watches over me, kindly, benevolently. He bends his moist face towards mine, rocks his slick head quizzically, picks me up. His great hand closes me in like a clamshell, but it's damp softness I feel, not a clamshell. The feel of an old soft dollar rolled in old soft leather. King Kong watches over me, and I stare into his eyes, bloodshot and watery, two round brown pools like the floor of silos. What is it he's trying to say as I squirm and kick like a female tadpole in his hand? He flips me over and looks at me backwards. King Kong watches over me when he sets me down ever so gently onto a wet pile of hay. He watches me run to the farmhouse, close myself in. As I pull the shades, he bends to look in, babbling something in gorilla, which echoes across the farm. King Kong watches over me, over my house as I sleep, a dark organic monster sliding through the moonlit cornfields, the slippery embodiment of exotic desire.